evidence of atrocities. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Ukrainian troops say they've found the bodies of hundreds of civilians in the outskirts of Kyiv, brutalized and apparently tortured. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is going to work with our European allies to make sure evidence of war crimes by Russia is documented.
We have said now for a couple of weeks that we had clear evidence that the Russians were committing war crimes. This is of a piece of that, as devastating, disgusting, and sickening as it is.
President Biden again today called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal and is again calling for him to be put on trial. The Senate has voted to advance the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court.
A deadlock among the 22 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee put Judge Jackson's advancement in the hands of all 100 senators. After a lengthy roll call, the Monday evening vote wound up 53-47 to move forward, with Republicans Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Mitt Romney of Utah voting with Democrats and independents. This vote sets up debate in the full Senate for Judge Jackson's nomination. A final vote placing the first black woman on the Supreme Court is expected later this week at the earliest. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The top Democratic and Republican Senate negotiators say they've reached a deal on a slimmed down $10 billion package to fight COVID-19. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the deal will give the government the tools we need to continue battling the disease. Republican Mitt Romney says the budget savings in the measure means it will not cost the American people a single additional dollar. Colorado's governor has joined governors of several other states in signing a measure to protect abortion rights. It guarantees access to reproductive care before and after pregnancy. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Suspected gas thieves in Florida have been caught.
Owners of two Circle K gas stations began noticing tremendous fuel discrepancies and contacted authorities in February. Surveillance footage showed a pattern of seven separate trucks at both locations. Sheriff Chad Cronister said the crooks would defeat the locking mechanism on the pumps, insert some sort of homemade device, and then proceed to fill large bladders. An estimated $60,000 in gas was stolen, which they'd then sell for up to $3 per gallon. Seven suspects have been identified, one of whom may have fled to Cuba. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Jury selection underway in the trial of a former Virginia police officer charged with storming the U.S. Capitol with a fellow officer. Thomas Robertson and fellow officer Jacob Fracker were fired by the town of Rocky Mount. Fracker pled guilty to a conspiracy charge and could be a key prosecution witness. Twitter shares are getting a boost after news that a controversial tech CEO has a major stake in the company.
Less than 2 weeks after criticizing Twitter on free speech grounds, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has purchased a 9.2% stake in the social media company. The stock purchase was revealed in a government filing, and neither company has commented publicly. Musk's stake in Twitter is said to be a passive one, but just Musk's presence behind the scenes at the company has changed the perception of Twitter. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Authorities in Germany say a 60-year-old man got vaccinated against COVID-19 dozens of times so he could forge vaccination cards with real vaccine batch numbers to people who didn't want to get vaccinated. The man said to have gotten up to 90 shots until police caught him. The German news agency DPA says the suspect wasn't detained but is being investigated. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.